It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. We've got Slipknot drummer Jay Weinberg. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. So happy to have you on the show. Obviously, you've been out on the Slipknot tour, and you guys are sort of in the home stretch of the U.S. portion. Let's talk about music. The new album is going to be your third Slipknot record. What were you anticipating most about the process this time, even more than before?
Oh, that's a great question. It was different to say the least, you know, because, I mean, look at the global climate that we're in right now, you know, and have been for the last year and a half. Like making an album, just like anybody getting together with other people, this past year and a half was a challenge, you know. So a lot of us really didn't know what to expect, to have put out We Are Not Your Kind, and we were kind of full steam ahead touring in support of that record. To have that kind of cut short really, really abruptly was definitely jarring. But, you know, with that being said, like, you know, we're all creative people and we all kind of want to just be firing on our creativity at all times. So, you know, with kind of this imposed, free time, you know, it wasn't what we expected, but trying to make the most with it, you know, got creative and started just hashing out these ideas that have now become, you know, a new album. So it came together in a way that's definitely been different for the three records that I've now been present for, or the two that preceded this one. But I think that's also something that I've kind of come to expect with Slipknot, is just to always expect the unexpected and never anticipate one process being similar to another. You know, I think that's one arena that that I've definitely come to understand with the band, is that it's just like there's no room to become comfortable, no room to become complacent or anything like that. It's always got to be new and fresh. And, you know, it's definitely a testament to the band's creative character that, like, it's still finding new ways to push itself, push the limits, have new sounds, explore new places. And that was all, you know, part and parcel of what I feel like we accomplished and we are accomplishing with the new music that we're making. So yeah, it's a really exciting time, you know, considering there was what, like 5 years or 4 years between The Gray Chapter and We Are Not Your Kind. And now we're putting out two albums. You know, hopefully this one isn't too far around the corner. But it's been a lot of new music in the Slipknot world, so that's a good thing.
Jay Weinberg of Slipknot on the show with us this week on the Knotfest Roadshow. Killswitch Engage, Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Slipknot drummer Jay Weinberg is our guest on the show this week. Jay, Slipknot is unbridled, but it also requires precision. Creating this music, particularly the new album, what dictates your approach to playing any given song?
From song to song, it's kind of completely different. I try to kind of just cleanse my palate of whatever we were just working on to approach another song. For me, it's a lot of, honestly, it's a lot of listening. You know, it's a lot of listening to the other guys, you know, trying out all ideas, not really being pigeonholed to one process of doing something. You know, we might start working on a song and then, you know, a couple weeks later, the song is almost completely sonically different from the way it started. And that's kind of like, that's just the process of, you know, trying to make a song the best it can be. It might just take you in a completely different direction than you originally intended. So for me, it's all about just kind of having an open mind as far as like knowing I want to accomplish something, but never committing too hard to something, what we call demo-itis. You know, we might sketch out a demo of what a song is, but you never want to be too married to that, because the process of getting all nine guys of Slipknot on it will pull a song in a myriad of directions. So, you know, I just try to immerse myself in whatever the song feels like is dictating to us, kind of try to step out of the way of the song, really. You know, and luckily we, with the nine of us and, you know, the people that we choose to surround ourselves with, I feel like we always have a really good compass that steers us in the direction of what the song wants to be. And, you know, when you surrender to that, I think that creates, you know, that gives the song enough space to be what it wants. And then you just got to deliver on that. Then it's up to, you know, each musician to deliver their talents and their musical filters about how they want to approach the song. And it starts to come together. You have to have your chops up. You have to have your diligence and your homework done to really contribute to the song. But to me, it's all about kind of just like stepping out of the way and not thinking about what I'm bringing to the song and just letting it flow through me, if that kind of makes sense.
Jay Weinberg of Slipknot with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit, music from Death Angel, and more with Jay. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jay Weinberg of Slipknot on the show with us this week. And earlier this year, Joey Jordison passed away. How has his death changed your sense of curating his legacy?
Oh, man. You know, I think with Joey's tragic passing, you know, of course, we're all affected. And, you know, I would never want to speak for my older brothers who were, who started this band with Joey. But certainly it has been heavy. And I think, to me, the way of preserving Joey's legacy, Paul's legacy, is really just committing, you know, my full self to the ethos and spirit of this band. They live through this music without a doubt. So to me, that's the most true tribute we can give as a collective to their memory, their art, their music, what they contributed to this world that has and will forever have a lasting impact, is just to give all of ourselves to this music. To me, that's the most tried and true way to honor those who have fallen.
Jay Weinberg of Slipknot with us. He's, of course, out on the Knotfest Road Show. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Whitechapel, Megadeth, Danzig, and more up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Slipknot drummer Jay Weinberg on the show with us this week. And Jay, like your father, you've also played with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. What similarities between Slipknot and Springsteen would most surprising to people?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, looking back on all that stuff, like they are two vastly different projects entirely. That's true. But I see a lot more commonalities between the two than maybe most people might see, you know, listening to Bruce and listening to Slipknot on the surface. But to me, like, everything is so interconnected. You know, at the end of the day, it's all music and it all comes from the soul and from the heart. So to me, like, that's the biggest thing, is that both both have music that's created completely from the soul and completely from the heart. So to me, that links them completely. Both are absolutely energetically demanding and intense. You know, with Bruce, we're playing shows 4 hours long. It's not necessarily Slipknot level intensity music, but definitely challenging, you know, to wrap my head around a 40 plus year catalog of music. Was that was a tall order, especially for only having played drums at for 3 years at that point. It was a vertical learning curve, but much like Slipknot is a vertical learning curve almost every day. You know, I feel a lot of the skill set that I used with Bruce he'd be handing me a list of like 5 songs a day on tour to learn. You know, so my learning had to be like really, really quick. And and learning to jump on the moving freight train of Slipknot is very similar. I just kind of learned to immerse myself completely within the process and do whatever it takes to deliver on what the music is demanding. You know, I think a lot of my learning with Bruce has definitely informed how I approach Slipknot. And although they are different, like with Bruce, you know, every person on stage, every musician on stage is kind of a flying V to to Bruce, with Bruce as the apex of that. You know, we're all kind of following him. Whereas with Slipknot, it's just a 9-person all-out assault on a listening audience. That's kind of a, you know, that's a difference between the two, but there are a lot more similarities than people might realize.
Jay Weinberg of Slipknot with us. Coming up next, we'll check out a new tune from Whitechapel. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And, of course, more with Jay. It's Full Metal Jackie, Slipknot drummer Jay Weinberg with us on the show this week. And, Jay, long before joining, you were a Slipknot fan. So you understand firsthand the devotion of the audience. Why is that insight such a valuable asset for you?
It's a great question. You know, I feel like coming into the band, you know, I'll keep this story short because I can go on a tangent with it. But basically, they didn't tell me I was auditioning for Slipknot when I came to actually audition for the band. You know, because I think they wanted to keep it family. You know, they wanted to keep it like within a very close circle of people who they knew trusted the vision of Slipknot or understood it, you know, to a deep level. And I think they knew that about me. You know, we've carved out a friendship since I was 10 years old when I first met them. And, you know, I'm 31 now, so I've known them for well over like 2/3 of my life. And so coming from being a fan from before the second album even came out, yeah, it runs deep with me for sure. And they knew that when we started playing together. So we played together one day, 20 something songs, you know, from the band's history. And right then and there, it was kind of like, all right, you want to start working on a new record tomorrow? And that was basically it. And we've just been kind of following that path ever since, almost 8 years later. So, yeah, it is important. I mean, I have an immense deep respect for the band's lineage and the band's history, musical and interpersonalities and everything. You know, I share that kinship, you know, with our audience because I was one of them, you know. So my relationship to the band in that respect is one that, you know, millions of people around the world share. I'm just the person who was getting his ribs crushed on the barricade at shows when I was an early teenager and got the chance to jump over the barricade and onto the stage, you know? So no, it's nothing that I take lightly. I take it incredibly seriously because it means a lot to me. And I know what it means to be a Slipknot fan too. And you know, never wanting to let our audience down, let people who have invested their time and attention into this band. It's, you know, it's a constant exercise in, you know, always wanting to deliver. And I don't think that's like taking into account what they want from us, because I think that's like, that's kind of one rule that we have, is that it's not any real consideration. Like, let's make songs that fans will like. Like, that's not at all part of our thinking. And I think that's kind of a trademark thing about Slipknot, was that, you know, we do what we want. We create the music that we want to create. And in that being true to us, and in that being, you know, where our inner compasses are kind of directing us, then I think that's something that we just hope people are along for the ride with. And so far, it's, you know, it's been really great, especially seeing how people have taken in new music from the band. You know, we just hope to make that, you know, strengthen that bond between ourselves and the fans through the music even better.
Jay Weinberg of Slipknot with us. The Knotfest Roadshow out there and on the home stretch. Jay, thank you so much. It was really great to get a chance to chat with you. I appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Yeah, likewise.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.